Then he put on his cap and walked to the other end of the stack, looking back to see Parker getting his rifle into position. As he peered around the edge, he heard the crash of the rifle shatter the stillness of the morning. He took a full look and saw deer wheeling and running, and in the midst of them, a buck with a 3 or 4 point rack, hunched and frozen, facing away from the haystack at a 3/4 angle. Gut shot. The deer was in too much shock to know where the deep searing pain had come from. Then the rifle blasted again, and the deer spilled over. Wilf went back to the bales and came out behind Parker, who was still aiming his rifle at the animal.
"He's down. I don't think you'll need to shoot again."
"He sure didn't go down the first time."
You hit him in a better place with that second shot."
"You sure he's down for good? He's still kicking."
"Yeah, I'm sure. We'll walk up to him, and when you see that he's done for, you can unload your rifle."
Parker looked at him.
"What for?"
"People forget things. They get all caught up in the moment, then they take pictures or whatever, and they pick up the gun again. Maybe it goes off. You have a live one in there right now, don't you?"
"Yeah. The new one goes in when you fire, and I didn't take it out because I didn't know if he was going to get up."
"Well, when you're satisfied that he won't, you'll do the best thing if you unload all the way. Then we won't have to think about that part of it again."
Wilf patted the man on the shoulder of the whispering windbreaker.
"You got a nice deer. Congratulations."
Parker smiled and nodded, transferred his rifle to his left hand, and held out his right hand to shake.
"Thanks, Wilf. I don't know but what I might have screwed it up on my own."
"Well, you didn't. You got a nice deer."
And to himself, Wilf said, "One down."